This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the E-Square Podcast, the most excellent podcast. Don't forget to go like, comment, subscribe on all my stuff across all platforms, YouTube, all that. But today we have a very special guest. I was super excited for this guy. He's an artist. He's a rapper. He's a fashion guru. His energy is crazy. His swagger is immaculate. And he's also a humble guy, super down to earth. So I was really excited I got to talk to him. So today we outside, baby. Everybody give it up for the ultra talented Scooter, let's go.
Elevate the mind, expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E Square Podcast.
Square Podcast. We got Scooter in the house.
Yo, we
outside, bro.
Hey, you already know the vibes, man.
What's up, man? Yo, I really, like I was saying earlier, bro, I was like stoked to get you on, bro, because, yo, this is the first time we met in person.
Yeah, facts,
you know what I'm saying? And, yo, your energy is out of here, bro. Like, man, you're like, love, yo, bro. You know, I follow people online and, you know, it's like, your energy like transfers to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could feel your energy, yeah, like, coming through the screen, bro. And that's what really got, because I don't really, like, if you ask anybody, a lot of people, you know, I've been deemed, not a hater, but just, you know, I'm a critic, you know what I mean? Just because I'm unimpressed by a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, bro, you got it. Your whole shit, your everything, your packaging, your videos. Cheers, bro.
That's love, bro.
Cheers to you,
bro. Bro.
Yes, sir. Bro. Yes, sir.
Hey, just you coming out and saying that, bro. You've been showing love from day one, bro. So.
Yeah. Absolutely, bro. Like, if I really fuck with it, like, you know, I got no choice to support it, man.
That's gotcha. Love, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just saying before you, not to cut you off, bro, whole We Outside movement, like, them words alone, like,
yeah,
it's just generic, you feel me? Yeah, everybody probably use them in their everyday life, but I feel like nowadays, like, motherfuckers embrace it, because just the way we outside and really embracing it. It's a whole culture change, I feel like.
Bro, that it's genius, bro. It's so simple, bro, it's like, just link up, like, we're outside, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're living, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're, like before I had to cut the conversation, yo, your lifestyle, from what I see on the internet, obviously, but it's like, yo, I'm trying to come and party with you for a week, bro. You need, like, a vlog. Yeah, you doing vlogs and shit?
Bro, it's funny, I'm not, man.
Oh,
but
man.
I get it all the time, bro, and I be wanting to, bro, but, like, the outside, it's not something that's planned. It's not something that be fixed.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I would have to have somebody I would not know to be there, feel me, document it. Because me and my peoples, bro, we don't know what's going on, bro.
You're just living in the moment.
Just living in the moment, bro.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's the part of it I love the most, you feel me? Like, I don't really know where this music going to take me. I don't know what, I don't really know what none of this is going to take me, bro. But, like,
you just really
we
in
live
the
in the moment, bro. Like, we live today, bro.
Yo.
Literally, like,
I love it, bro.
We embrace it, man, for real.
Yo, I love it, bro. And it's not just that, though, that I've been so intrigued by. It's the music and the music videos too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just different. Like, you know, it's like you got that it factor that you can't describe. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely evident that like, you know, I'm just excited to see in 2 years, like, you know what I'm saying, your journey, bro.
That's love, bro, for real, man. Yeah.
So it's all this, like, the videos and just your outfits, bro. I'm just like, yo, this kid's swagger is immaculate, bro.
Man, that's love, bro. And it's me, bro. And that's another thing I wanted to push, like, just, like, I'm a real Compton baby. Like, I grew up in the trenches, like, and for me to, you feel me, dress how I dress, be in the company of the people I be in, it's like a blessing, bro. Like, because coming up when I came up, like, you would get judged for that, you feel me? Or it just wasn't common, or you didn't see it, so... Man,
does that, like, motivate you more, like, to even express yourself even more?
Yeah, because I feel like it's a lot more me where I came from, you feel me? And it's nobody really there voicing that opinion. Like, we got a lot of dope, amazing people that come out of the city, I feel like, but I feel like...
You're definitely unique, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, bro, for real, man.
Yeah. So to touch on that a little bit, because I want to know everything now.
We're going to get there, bro.
And you know what's funny is I gotta apologize to you. Because during that Dawson interview, I said you from Vegas. Oh. And I wasn't fully educated.
It's all up, bro. It's green, bro.
So you grew up in Compton.
Yeah, but shout out to Vegas, man, before you, because I'm not going to lie, man. Vegas is really who who I feel like gave me the confidence and the courage, you feel me, to pursue my career as far as I'm pursuing it. So shout out to Vegas, you feel me, most definitely.
For me.
Hell yeah, the love here is incredible, bro. Like the whole We Outside movement really is like, I could just call up anybody here or just post it and they're coming outside, you feel me? And it was just like, wow, it's love, you feel me? Different races, different backgrounds, you feel me? Different genders, you feel me? It was crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow, they all coming together on my behalf, you feel me? And able to bond as one. Like, this is a thing, you feel me?
That's so crazy to hear because, like, me being born and raised here, we don't really like it. Ain't like we're still new to the music and having artists here a little bit, and the fan culture out here really isn't like California or anything that.
Facts.
So we haven't really like even like our own like Dizzy Ride and people like this you know it's always kind of been like, you know, you're like the hometown don't really support like other places do. So facts. it's dope to hear that you're getting the support that you deserve from here. You know what I'm saying?
Love, man.
But I also think it's just you, bro. Like you're such a different, like awesome, like energy. Like I said earlier, you know what I mean. So did you go to high school out here?
Nah, man. I no schooling. I actually only been here about a year.
For real?
Yeah, it's probably been a solid year, bro. And I was just saying, moving here, bro. I didn't know a soul. Like
really?
For me,
what brought you out here?
I just needed to get out of my city, bro. It was just too hectic. I couldn't breathe. You feel me? And just seeing people so close to me just going, like, it was just like, damn, this shit's so easy. It's so easy to get caught up in this. Like, I just had to get away.
Yeah, was it, like, what was going on?
Man, just the city. I mean, deaths.
Gangbangs and gangbanging and all
and
that.
And then I went off to college. I went off to college and played college baseball.
Nice.
I was an athlete.
Are you a baseball player?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was
what
an
position?
Athlete, man. I played shortstop, center
field.
Okay,
nice.
Yeah, I was nice, man. So
nice.
Got a scholarship, went off to school and played baseball.
Mm-hmm. Where?
San Diego.
No, dope.
Yeah, I went down to I went down there and played baseball, bro. I came up sophomore year. I was just like, I don't want to play baseball no more. Like it's something. Like I want to tell my story. Like it's so much shit I want to tell, and I feel like being on this field. You feel me? That's not gonna, it's not gonna get me nowhere.
Yeah. So you hung it up.
I came back. Yeah, I hung it up, man. I came back home and was like, I'm stuck. Like I'm stuck. Like I'm just going,
worse.
Man.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could see it, and I wasn't doing nothing about it. I'm just like, maybe if I get out of my element, then you feel me, it's gonna change, man. Yeah. I came to Vegas, bro. Picked up a job at Buffalo.
Shout out Buffalo.
Hey,
Wild
shout out. No, Buffalo Exchange. Buffalo Exchange.
Oh, Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. But actually, for sure, shout out Buffalo Exchange, man. They
you went downtown?
Yeah, working there, bro. I'm not gonna cap. Like, I was able to meet so many creatives, bro.
Dope.
Like,
yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
So many creatives, artists. Mm-hmm. And I was just, man, I was just networking, bro.
Yeah, that's such a great place to like get involved, bro.
Yeah, and
you right there.
In the clothing, man, and I was always into the drip and thrifting. So being in a store where I could actually shop and work, it was crazy. So when I left Buffalo, I was just like, man, it was full time with the music, and it just ain't been no looking back, bro.
Don't look back, bro. That's wavy. That's how you got cool with the Waves dudes?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say they'll come in there and shout out everybody, bro. The whole
shout out to
downtown,
Waves, bro.
Man.
Oh, man, that's such an interesting story, bro. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah, man.
But you go back to California a lot?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been back home recently so much, bro.
Yeah.
Working. I've been working, bro. Mm-hmm. But, like, L.A. is... L.A., it's a different grind, man.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm glad I go back, because it keep me on my, you feel me, keep me on my toes. Like, being here, you feel me, I can get so comfortable with the love and, you feel me, and the work I'm doing.
Yeah, don't get trapped out here,
yeah,
man.
But I'm, like, going back home, I see, you feel me, I got brothers, you feel me, I got brothers back home, man. Shout out IMB. I got, and they working. So when I go back home, and every time I pop out and I see them in work, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to go back home,
dope. They do music, too?
Yeah. Dang, I got to go back home and get in my bag, you feel me, so.
Yeah, L.A. L.A. is, I lived in L.A. for, well, the Valley, San Fernando Valley.
Okay, yeah.
But I lived in Van Nuys for a year.
Oh, yeah, that's not too far.
I lived in Hollywood, too. But living out there, I know what you mean as far
as
being hectic. And it's just so much going on,
the traffic,
bro.
Alone, man, it's just.
Oh, God. But now Vegas is getting there, too.
Mm-hmm. It's coming, bro. It's coming.
Yo, I tell everybody from California, no offense, but I tell everybody from California, man, go back home, man.
We
full. You can stay. Scooter can stay, bro.
Hey, that's love,
bro. But like everybody else, yo, this shit's too much, bro. I've been seeing California license plates in residential areas now, and I'm like, yo, bro, but I think that's the world, though. It's just overpopulation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody having kids.
But
so that's awesome, bro. I you know what's crazy is, like, I had this theory I had this like idea about you that you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But are you signed?
Nah.
You're not? Mm. You're not signed to no record label? I thought he was secretly signed, bro. I'm like, yo, somebody got to him, bro. Somebody got to him.
Nah, man.
Have you been like, have people reached out to you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Actually, a lot of people have, mm-hmm. man. But I'm comfortable in my circle right now, yeah. man. I'm comfortable with the people that's been, you feel mm-hmm. me? That's been on the back burner, like yeah. there before the music popped off, mm-hmm. just believing in a dream. You feel me? So. Mm-hmm. We just been pushing, man. Yeah, we just yeah. been, and it's been amazing. Like some of the experiences I done had, like, man, I gonna say when it come out, bro. But yeah, like some of the experiences I done had, bro, it's like a dream, man. Mm-hmm. Like just coming up, like just mm-hmm. just seeing certain shit, but actually being in these settings now, bro. It's just yeah. like it's just. Yo. I bro, I just see the yeah. game totally yeah. different now,
yeah.
bro. It's
crazy, it'll
man.
Fuck your mind up.
Yeah,
bro.
It's totally different,
well,
bro.
Well, how do you look at the? How long you been doing music now?
I say about solid 2 years.
Oh, for real,
solid
that's
2 years.
Oh, so you didn't do it like while you're playing like, ball and stuff?
I and that's the thing. I was, but I didn't take it serious.
Okay,
you feel
okay,
me?
Okay.
Like
you just having fun.
Even, yeah, I was yeah. doing it. I just the mindset I got now, looking back then, like I can't call that doing mm-hmm. music. You mm-hmm. feel me?
Okay.
But like 2 years.
So
sure.
that's fast, bro.
Yeah.
You really getting away fast, yeah. bro. But you know what? I don't know, man. It's something about California, man. It's something in the air out there. Something yeah. that is like how you guys grow up or.
Yeah, it molded us.
Yeah, it's like more embedded in you guys than Vegas people, you know? But I mean, we have a lot of talent, yeah. 100%.
Facts.
We have a lot of talent.
Facts.
But like, yo, LA just got a whole different, like, man. It's a whole different beast, bro.
That's why I just feel like. Look, I went back home, I say, a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I'm working on this EP I just dropped, mm-hmm. The We Outside EP. And I was thinking, like, it originally was supposed to just probably be, like, low-key was supposed to be two songs, probably three songs
mm-hmm.
with all three visuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found myself, bro, like, I lost a little cousin out in Seattle, mm-hmm. 17 years old, shot in the head, bro.
Oh, man.
And then I had another little cousin.
Just recently?
Just recently, bro. This is probably within less than 3 weeks span.
Oh, man.
Another little cousin, 15, 16-year-old,
mm-hmm.
just got out of jail. Like, this is my blood relative.
Mm-hmm.
He gets shot in the head. That's two. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, damn, like, these is minors. Like, I'm 22. Like, yeah. y'all 16, 17. Like, y'all ain't yeah. even made it to see where I'm at. So, like,
yeah.
I'm out here holding on to music. Yeah. I'm out here staying in the house because I feel like I can't go outside and record a video because mm-hmm. of COVID, man. I'm like,
yeah.
bro, this shit not promised. Like, and mm-hmm. being back home and seeing that, it's just like, the artistry just, yeah. it changed. Like, skydiving, that was the one thing I said I'd never do in my life, bro.
Yeah.
Probably within a week, I'm like,
that's
I hit mail, like, hey,
so
bro,
yeah.
we going skydiving, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my whole outlook on life was
yeah.
just like, you feel me? Like, tomorrow ain't promised. Like, bro,
yeah.
we outside today. Like, you feel me?
Life is short, bro.
Facts.
And life is very fragile.
Crazy, bro.
I'm sorry for your loss, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro. But
man, yeah, those things can either bring your whole vibe down,
mm-hmm.
or take it to another
yeah,
level and motivation.
Sure.
You know,
and that's what it did for sure, man. It motivated me.
Yeah, man, you're only 22, man. Damn.
I be feeling like I'm old, man.
For real, why?
Because
you've been through so much.
I was gonna
shit.
Say it's
yeah.
probably that, bro. Like yeah. I been low key taking care of the fam since.
Yeah.
I was 15, 16, bro,
mm-hmm.
like, real life, like,
mm-hmm.
grown man, like,
yeah.
this rent got to be paid, you
yeah,
feel me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What was your life like growing up, like, in the household?
In the household, it was, it was me, mom, my pops passed away when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
He had a heart attack. My three brothers. My mom was a person, like, she'll take in the whole community if you
yeah,
let her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
she had like four or five of my cousins
mm-hmm.
living with her, like
mm-hmm.
my brother friends, like
so it was a
man,
full house.
We in a 2-3 bedroom with about 11 souls in there, bro.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
cap. Like
yeah.
and it was just like once I got to high school, shout out Coach G. Man, he was like, he wanted me at the 10. He wanted me to play baseball for his school. Mm-hmm. And he took me under his wing, man. Mm-hmm. I moved in with him and was able to, you feel me, live there.
Shout out Coach G, man.
Yeah, man. And it just took me away from, you feel me, the game banging and all me, the violence that was going on at home.
Yeah.
And I was still in the city, so I was still able to go visit moms. I was still able, you feel me, I was still a phone call away. But just being
that
able
makes
to,
me that gets me emotional, bro. That gets me emotional because coaches, you know, I grew up playing sports too, man. And those coaches, man, like, yo, they're such an impact, bro. And I had two realists up here too, and they coach their kids. And, you know, I got a little emotional too talking to them about it. And it's like, shout out Coach G, man. That's, you know what I mean?
Man, that's like my pops for real, man. Like, he changed my life, man. Mm-hmm. Just
the whole
getting
trajectory,
me, I was going to say, and just, and even traveling during, you feel me, the off season and going places I never been before. Like, it just gave me a different outlook. So once I graduated, I was just like, oh, I got to go see more. So now I'm traveling to the U.K., you feel me? I'm in France, and now I'm seeing that. Yeah, I've been in Paris. I've been in London. But just seeing that, it's like, oh, it's a lot more. Yeah. And my people, you feel me, we so stuck in the city. Like, how can I, you feel me, use my voice and my platform to get the youth back home, now, you feel me?
Well, just I think just people looking up to you from where you're from and just seeing you're in fucking Paris. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's possible. You know what I mean? And you're the representative, you know, for probably a lot of kids you don't even know is watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Appreciate you, because
you're doing the right things, bro.
Appreciate
and that's just coming from an outsider, you know, a fan.
Man.
Like, you know what
that's
I mean?
Fact,
and, yo, that Hold On song.
Yeah, that's
going crazy. Did you know you had, like, you had something when you recorded it, or...
Man, you know, it's funny because that song's been, if I could strip that beat from that song, bro, I feel like most people would cry to it, you feel me?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even Lovers, like, I feel like any of those last three tracks that's, like, real hyped on my EP, if you just strip the beat from it, bro, and listen to the words, like, it's a lot of pain, you feel me? So it's like, I put my all in those, so I knew for a fact, but to Hold On, it was just like being able to embrace the pain. Even now, when I talk about that shit, I low-key, you feel me?
I feel it, you
feel me? But, like, listening to it, that shit, it's like watching highlights of me, of my childhood, or, you feel me, or the shit that I've been through growing up, but I feel like rendering on that, and you feel me, being negative, you feel me, it wouldn't get me nowhere, so I took it all, bodied it, you feel me, and turned it into, you feel me? It turned it into art.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of work, man. And it was kind of reminiscent of She Got a Name. No, the Drake song. What's that Drake song? What's that song called? Murder Beats produced it. You got a girlfriend. You got a
I'm trying to. I know it's what you're talking
but
about.
But it reminded me of that with exactly that with the singing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So who produced that beat? Who produced that? Come on, man.
Yeah, my boy Vipers.
Okay,
my boy Vipers. Okay, shout out Vipers, man. He's from the UK, actually.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's from the UK.
Dope. Do you get a lot of love out there?
My friends, all my friends I met out in the UK, they show love, bro, like, to the fullest.
Yo, you gotta go out there. They would,
you got shit planned? I was supposed to be out there this summer, but COVID. I was literally supposed to probably spend my whole summer out there.
Yo, I could see you blowing up over here.
I love it over there, bro. Yeah. Like, being in London, like, it was like, this could be home.
For real?
It's just the vibes, the city, bro. It just reminded me of New York, but, like,
word.
That's
good, because I feel like when you travel, it really opens up your mind, especially for artists. And I feel like you're pulling from all these different influences, and you're seeing different fashion and different art and different music and people talking a different dialect. And I think now it's starting to make sense. Saying? Now you get around. You know what
I was going to say, bro, I'm glad I'm able to come up here, because I don't feel like I don't talk much about, like, my music is what it is. Like, my Instagram is what it is. Like, even then, like, I don't think, like, I go through shit on a daily, bro. Like, and I think that being outside for me is what helped me cope, you feel me? So it's just like, I don't think people see that. They don't never hear it, which, you feel me? I feel like they my problems, you feel me? I deal with them how I deal with them. But, I just don't ever want the world to feel like I'm perfect or I'm outside and I'm happy. This thing is Scooter. You feel me? I may be outside and I'm happy, but, like, I'm going through shit just y'all are.
Right.
You feel me? I'm just able to embrace it, you feel me, and turn it into art.
Yeah, that's beautiful, bro. Yeah. So you don't do a lot of interviews?
nah, bro. I just ain't got to him.
Right, right. Thanks, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no cap, bro. And that's why I said, bro, since day one, like, genuine love. So genuine, I'm just like, bro, the moment you tapped in, and I just know LA can just pick me up and take me whenever. So I'm like, I'm here, bro. I'm here. Let me be here. I'm in Atlanta next week.
Dope.
I'm just like, I be on a move so much, bro. Like, I want to be able to, you feel me, do as much with the people. I feel like that's genuinely as possible. Like,
yeah, well, you gotta protect yourself in that way, you know what I'm saying? Because especially as you continue to grow and your career gets bigger and your music gets bigger, there's going to be more leeches. There's going to be leeches just coming in and trying to, like, you know, take a bite out of you. You know what I mean? So you got to definitely... It's good that you're aware of that, and it's, I feel like you have a really good head on your shoulders,
and you
understand what's going on, and you know, and I'm just like, yo, in 2 years, bro, I'm just like, yo, this kid is, it's just something special about you,
bro.
And talking to my friends and talking to my peers, because I'm 29, so I'm a little bit older, so it's kind of funny to be like the older head, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of see things from a different angle, because it's weird when. You know, as you get older, your view of the world will change. And you'd be like, nah, I'll always be this way. But, what I see, like, I've really learned a lot, you know what I'm saying? And especially being around music. And I'm not an expert or anything, but I just like what I like. And the energy, you really pay attention to energy, bro. You know what I'm saying? But,
That's big.
Bro, what do we want to talk about? How do you feel about, let's switch gears from music, though. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about everything that's going on in the world today and your experience as a man of color in this country. I've been watching a lot of interviews lately, and I feel like we're not allowed to say black anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with that. So I'm treading lightly here.
I'm Scooter, bro.
Okay.
I'm a genuine soul.
Right.
But honestly, bro, it's going to tie you back to the We Outside movement, bro. It's just like, with everything going on in the world, I feel like it's just not going to change overnight.
Yeah.
And do we sit back and live in fear or in doubt and we don't pursue the shit we feel like we want to do in life? Or do we, feel me, we just go outside and do it, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't speak on politics much. It's just not my playing field, you feel me? I stand on what I stand on, but, like, you feel me? Bro, I'm trying not to make this tricky, but real life, bro, just to keep it as neutral as possible, bro, like, the world, like, this shit, I don't think it's gonna ever, my personal opinion, it may not ever get better, and that's just how I go out living, because I'm outside, like, I really can't vouch for what everybody else is doing, you feel me, because
I feel like
just seeing how short life can be, bro, like, that's, and watching, like, I don't know if you ever watched, like, Bob Marley. Bob Marley, like, watch his interviews. Crazy. I love Bob, bro.
I think he's an alien.
Bro, he's so poised. And I'm just like, to be that, you feel me, to be that content with life and be that poised in life, bro, like, you just had to see it from, people had to think you was crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, me, sometimes, I didn't got asked, bro, like, how are you happy so much? Like, why? Like, how you so friendly? Or how can you? And I just be like, bro, I don't know, bro. Yeah. Like, I just realized it's so much shit in life that people worry about that's so, like, that it's not directly, like, affecting us. Mm-hmm. And we let it, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Whether that's personal opinions, you feel me? Like, the shit going on in the world today, like, as bad as it may get, I feel like I'm going to still go out and live my life. You feel me? I'm going to still go out. Because tomorrow ain't promised, you feel me?
Right. No, I feel you. It seems like...
That's big, bro. And I feel like I say it a lot right now, and I'm saying it so much. But, that's really what I stand on, bro.
No,
and
I agree.
It's as simple as it is for me.
It is that simple, though. It's like a lot of that shit is out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we all just kind of live our lives like, you know, just being happy and being ourselves and being happy, we make the world a better place.
Yeah,
and it's contagious, you know?
I feel like that energy, it'll give off.
Yeah.
And I'm
seeing
it. I feel like that energy, it give off.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
It's evident.
It's contagious, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I think good energy is vital, and it's also good for the world. It's medicine for the world,
Facts.
Man. You know what I mean? And you're able to, with your music, bro, you're really able to put that, like, express that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you from a listener, like, Like, we're getting it. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least I am. You know
yeah, that's big, man. Yeah, yeah. And that was one of the biggest things when I made my music. It was just like, could people, and that was in the beginning. I was wondering, mm-hmm. like, can people relate to this? And mm-hmm. I feel like that was another thing that kind of halted me in the beginning. I'm like, the shit I'm saying, like, these are my personal experiences. Like, I'm putting my all in these lines. But, like, can anybody relate to this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm holding out. But once I started to, like, put it out and I started to embrace it,
mm-hmm.
and I started to stand on it, and you feel me, and create it with smile, like, everybody was able to. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
This is real. Like, this is real. Even some of my younger, you feel me, some of the younger kids and back home in the city, like, mm-hmm. 15, 16 years old, is able to, you feel me, recite my lyrics to me. Like, and I know they feel it. Like, I'm stepping in Louis Vuitton, trying to get, like, and I just be like, wow. Like, my biggest thing was wondering, can a kid that's growing up like me articulate this, you feel me? Is it too much?
Yeah.
And they get it, bro. So I'm just like, we're going to be all right.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing, man. How does that make you feel when you got, like, the youngsters,
bro,
you
know? It's just even just people weird? Knowing my song in general. It's just like, damn. Like, for you to know a song, like, I listen to music all the time, and the only shit I know is the shit I could feel, or, you feel me, I got to listen to that over and over, you feel me? It's like, I'm not just going to know nothing. I didn't hear one. So I'm like, wow, like, y'all got to be playing my music on a daily, you feel me, to actually know it word for word. And, like, to scream it at the top of your lungs, like, you got to feel it. So I'm just like, bro, like, it's times I sit at home and I'll be on my gram, bro. I'll be crying, like, damn, this shit, like, this going is real. Crazy. Like, and
people fucking with you,
and
bro.
And I'm like, man, it's just, and within a few months, you feel me, like, I feel like every time I hit another switch in my career or, like, in my mind, like, oh, you got to go harder school. Like,
you got to level up.
More, you feel me? The energy comes more, you feel me? The support, it come out. But I'm just like, this shit is amazing. Like,
So where you're at right now, what do you think the next, like, level up is? Like, what does it consist of? Or you just dropped, so are you kind of just, like, relaxing right now?
Nah, bro, I wish I was relaxing, bro. Yeah. I came back home and my home studio was tweaking, bro. And I just be low-key stressed. Like, I want to, like, sit back. I feel like the way I make my music is, like, with my experiences. So, like, I feel like being outside with my friends.
Yeah, adds to it, yeah.
It's just, I come home 4 a.m, I just turn, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I record, and I just, you feel me?
You engineer yourself?
I don't engineer myself. I record myself.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to COVID, by the way, man. When COVID hit, we was locked in the crib, man. I invested in the whole studio setup.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know how to record myself. Yeah. I didn't know how to hold on. Mm-hmm. And Lovers. I recorded and mixed that myself. Man.
Oh, word?
First songs I ever mixed.
For real?
First songs I ever mixed, bro. So yo, I was just like, I was in that bitch just tweaking sounds until I figured it out. But I was just like, man.
It's better to do it yourself, man.
It's artistry for me. And it was just like, even that process that went along with the lyrics and everything I put in that song, it's just like, it was crazy. Like, for me to be recording stuff at professional studios or paying for this to go, and I recorded that shit in my bedroom.
Dude, that's like, all you need, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're in 2020 now. Like, everything's there for you, bro. You know, just focus on, you do that and you focus on your rollouts and your packaging and all that. But I feel like for you, like, some people have to really think about that, but I think for you, it's just so, it comes
fun,
so natural.
It's fun, bro.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then the people around me, they so like, fuck it. Like, let's do it.
That's
like,
the best way to be, though. Bro, like, you overthink it, then it's like, you know, you're draining the life out of it.
Yeah, man. Shout out Brandon and Donnie, man. Brandon, a videographer out here. Mm-hmm. And when we tapped in, like, that's big bro, like, but when we tapped in, like, he seen a vision. And at the time, like, I'm like, I can't fund them. Like, my mind is over here, but I can't fund this vision, you feel me? And he like, bro, like, let's just do it, bro. Yeah. Like, I believe in what you got going on, bro. Let's just do it.
And that's a beautiful thing. That's
and
what
I was able to, like, create and bring it to life with visuals, you feel me?
Yeah. That's important for people. Because, like, you know, you pay sometimes. I mean, I'm not against people getting paid. Obviously, I think everybody needs to get paid. Uh-huh. But, like, when you find that team and you're early on in your process, you find that those people that believe in you, that's when the magic happens.
Facts. And I feel like you make the best work, you feel me, when it's genuine, you know, like, when it's just organic and you want to do it because you actually want to do it, it's when you make the best work.
By far, bro. I've seen a lot of people get fucked over by videographers they don't know, or photographers, or even artists. You know what I mean? Just people
Me personally, I didn't been. Yeah. Man, when I first moved here, I shot Man, let me speak on that story,
go
bro.
Go ahead.
Damn.
Nobody better be out here doing scooter wrong, bro.
Hey, bro, did me bad, bro. I gotta. When I first moved
don't
here,
say
ago,
the name.
Bro,
don't say the name. I won't, bro. No. I want you to say the name if you want to. But I'm just saying this one dude, and everybody knows who I'm talking about out there. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. But I don't even want to give him the 2 seconds of airtime.
Yeah, yeah, fact.
But I think I'm gonna guess. But we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, man. But I moved here, bro. I got finesse, bro. I had a vision. I got a visual. Shot the visual. I just never got it back. Paid for it. Just never got
the
visual.
Yeah, you talk to
back.
Me afterwards. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we're gonna get right, bro. Yeah, but it was just like that was something that happened to me when I first got here.
Yeah.
So it was just like that was my second visual I shot when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh man, I gotta move a little different out here in Vegas.
So oh, that's good.
That was another thing for me. It woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it didn't derail me from working with creatives here. Yeah. But like it for sure kept me on my toes. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is I'm glad that didn't like all say fuck Vegas type shit and leave. You know what I mean? Sure. Well, we're gonna figure that situation out. And I promise you, that person is not a representative of what we do out here.
Oh no, no, you know? I know for a fact, man. Yeah, you know that's why I forgot the name.
I feel you. That kind of shit really makes me mad, but. Especially doing that to an out of towner, because you know we gotta show hospitality.
Yeah, facts,
you know what I mean?
Facts.
But that kind of shit really just like irks my nerve, and I'm working on that in myself and not letting, you know, because you know, there's people out there that owe me $20 from 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I still remember, bro. Don't like I wanted to like I'll hold on to it, but I'm working on. Letting those things go, you know what I'm saying, and not letting
that's
them
big, bro.
Because you realize like that starts to control you in a sense, and you're just now you're mad, you know what I'm saying, and they're not even in the room, and now you're like your energy,
it's your energy,
and now I'm working on
that's big, bro, and that's one thing I realized, like I don't got enemies, and I can't really speak on too many people I hate, and it's because like I just think about the time and the energy it's gonna take to you feel me.
Takes so much energy,
and I could be putting that somewhere else. You feel me? And I realized that growing up, bro. Like I see it nowadays, and I just be thinking about like I ain't been in a relationship in about 3-4 years, bro. And
you don't need to.
Yeah, and I'm just and the biggest thing with that, bro, is just the time, bro, and the energy, bro,
and
trying to fix and alter. And it's like if something ain't clicking for me, bro, I'm big on just letting it go. You feel me?
Bouncing,
And I think that was another thing that's big. Even when like life, like deaths in my family, like they don't really hurt. Like you feel me, I feel them. You feel me, I mourn. But like I'm really hurt off the impact it has on my mom. Like seeing my mom go through it, like is really what it hurt me. So I just be like, I'm able to get over shit so quick, and I think that's probably why I'm so positive. But like, it's crazy, bro. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, you're protecting your peace, I think, is the thing. You know, like, you know, life happens to you, things that aren't in your control. You know, like whether it be a death in your family or be somebody, you know, finessing you on a music video, you gotta find a way to keep that bubble intact. You know what I mean? And keep your energy, you know, centered and in the right place, or else it's gonna like you're gonna be a victim of that. You know what I mean? Damn, bro, that's crazy. That's crazy that's the first thing that happened to you.
Yeah, bro, out the gate.
So what's your creative process like? Is it like you usually record by yourself, or you know one thing I love that you do or that you don't do is you don't have a lot of features.
Yeah,
I love that,
bro. And damn, it's crazy. I was just talking to my boy about this. Bro, with me. Making music just gotta be genuine. Like, like people can pay for features all day long, but with me, bro, like you can hold that, bro. Like,
yeah.
I just remember somebody hitting me for a feature the other day. I told him 15K. I know you're not about to pay it, but it's just
you now.
Yeah, but I know you're not about to pay it, but I just feel like
that's what you're worth, shit.
And even not even that, so but the whole principle is, bro, I'm not doing it for the money. You feel me? Like, I make my best music organically. So I'm gonna get put on that song. You're gonna put that song on Apple Music and every other platform, and it's still gonna be a representation of me.
Exactly. So, it's part of your brand.
That's what I think about when I'm making music. Yeah. It's like, I see so many artists, you feel me? And I don't know if I think about it as me being an artist, how you could just be in your bag creating a certain type of music, and you can just lose your way, or the people could feel like you lost your way. Yeah. So I sit back and I'll be like, if I'm trying to bring these people out the hood, like if I'm trying to bring my community out, like if I go make a ratchet song or something, I got to make sure I come back and let them know, like, look, I ain't went nowhere. I got this for y'all, you feel me? And I feel like a lot of times artists get caught up in.
They're just trying to get like
be hot or you feel me?
And they're trying to get those people's followers or whatever the case is, and they forget about their own brand, their own image.
Motive. When they get lost in the motive, man, that's when you kind of lose your way.
That's great that you know that, bro, because we do see a lot of artists that just like, yo, you just work for anybody. Like, you're basically a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just out here just hoeing that your ass. Art around. You know that what I mean? And it's like, yo, we all know some hoes out there, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. Shout out to the hoes, buddy. But like, you know, you don't really like, you know what I'm saying, like, we value you. Now, I'm not talking about the women out there, but I'm talking like, you know, we just, you're lowering the value of your art. Yeah, you know what I mean? 100%. So that's great that you know that, and I noticed that, like, good, you don't do even mainstream artists. I love Ty Dolla $ign's new album. Yeah. He says featured Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
And I love that because like a lot everybody's doing features, bro. Like Big Sean just dropped that album, had all these features on it, bro. Yes. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you don't got enough confidence in yourself to just put out like I get it. Like J. Cole. Is the only person that did it, or just keep the features to a minimum or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I look at NBA YoungBoy. A lot of people hate him. When I look at artists and I see artistry, I look at really more so how they influence how they influence their fans. You feel me? Like their music don't necessarily influence me, but like I look at NBA, like he don't got a lot of features. Like when he dropped,
he's on an island.
But you feel me? He's in his own world. You feel me? Like, you can't derail him from who he is as an artist. Like, it's him. You can't even try to. Like, you can just look at him and his artistry and be like, oh,
and he's
in his bag. Like, bro, you feel me? And it's crazy to be able to look at an artist and feel like that. You feel me? Like, the Kendricks, the Coles, it's like, they really got it. You feel me? And that's what I try to look at the most. Like, if you're going to bring these people with you, I feel like I was looking at someone. What was this, probably about a month or two ago, like, Lil' Kim fans just retweeted, like, go stream all her old shit, just to run her numbers up. And I'm just like, I need those type of fans when I get older. Like, I'm at the crib chilling, 45 years old. Like, my diehard fans gonna go tweet something or whatever the fuck the social media is in and just run my numbers up. Like, them as fans, you feel me, they're there for you. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose them, you feel me? I can't lose that core.
Yeah, no, because that's what... I think a lot of artists forgot about that, and because these fans that you're getting right now and that you've had for the past 2 years, they're gonna be with you for the next 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? However long you keep continuing to do music, and even beyond that, you know they're gonna be fans of you, and you have to treat them as such. You know what you feel me? And with the internet now, because that's what it used to be, but on the internet now, everybody just followers. How do I get my followers up? Can I pay for them? Can I do this? Can I do that? Followers are fickle. You know what I'm saying? They're almost not even real.
That's just the whole, I was gonna say, just a whole nother world. Yeah, like, it's crazy how much people live their life on
this so app. Addicting.
Like,
I know.
It's like, man, I find myself sometimes stuck on it, and I just be like, that's why I'm like, I'm an old soul. Like, I like when I'm outside, like, anybody will tell you, like, I got troubles, like, low key, I got trouble speaking, like, my big ass teeth get in the way. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not a person who would talk. Like, I stutter sometimes, but I'll be outside, like, it's up. Like, I don't care. Like, everybody, if you outside with me, like, I'm talking to you. Like, we going to...
Does this situation make you nervous?
Being here?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. You feel me?
I know some people get... you're used to being in front of the camera, but some people get nervous.
Man, I'm low key a little... Zooted, but.
Okay, cool. Yeah, me too. I was drinking before this, and And I'm glad. You know what's funny is that I've been telling myself, like, I feel like I'm a better host when I'm sober.
Yeah.
Because I can connect the dots in my head yeah. faster. You know what I'm saying? But like I continue to drink because I'm an alcoholic.
It's a vibe, bro.
Yeah, it is.
It's
though.
Genuine, though. Yeah, yeah. Get up here.
Damn, where are we going with the the features? So like what is there any artists you want to get featured with or out here? Hey, so I want a quick disclaimer. Somebody I think you would be dope with is Teddy Crooklyn. I think you'd be dope with him, but I don't know.
Teddy, that's people's. Yeah. Yeah, that's my boy.
Oh, you know him too?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
that's my
okay,
boy,
okay,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because it's artists I want to work with. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna. I want to get there. I just. Whatever's been going on with me, bro, yeah. like, I've looked, like, what people don't understand is, like, I'm getting better as I drop music. Mm-hmm. So, like, as I'm dropping music, like, I'm learning more stuff about my art. And I'm just like, old school, you can't take a back seat now. Like, you feel me? Yeah. Keep going. So, it's just like, I'm at a place where, like, I'm, like, low-key selfish with the...
You should
trying,
be,
you feel me?
Should
I'm trying be. To... Everything I'm absorbing and I'm getting, the knowledge I'm getting, like, I'm trying to put this shit out, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to just lay it down.
Be selfish, bro.
Hell yeah.
Be selfish. Don't ever make nobody feel like, you know what I mean? It's your art, bro.
Yeah.
And you got to stay in control, bro.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And people will put their, you know, because I think a lot of other artists, you know, I'm sure you get hit up a lot for features and shit.
Yeah.
And that's good you say no, bro, because it's the accessibility too. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you see a feature with Scooter, it's probably something special.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it should be, bro.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing, bro.
Yeah.
Not being as tangible as you feel me. It's another thing that keep you. Like, you can low key take your career any direction you want it to.
Yeah.
And even when you do features, like you can go out there and do them features, but timing. I just feel like if you in a bag, like if you in your own bag as an artist, that's when you feel like you can go and do them. Like when you establish as an artist, and then you feel me. Because I feel like even me still, like I'm not established. So if I go doing features with other artists,
they're like
people that's still coming in trying to figure out what I'm doing. They're like, oh, what kind of music you make? And I don't want them coming over losing track of the whole week. Like I'm outside, bro. Like I'm out here embracing it, and I want y'all to come over and I want y'all to see that. You feel me?
Yeah, and
so
that's
another big thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's like your thing, and it's you don't want your name to be attached to too many other people.
Yeah.
And you don't want like, you know, it's almost like I could do it on my own.
Yeah, it's
type
like a brand.
Shit,
you
know?
Feel me?
Yeah.
I look at it like a brand, a company, a clothing brand, anything. You feel
yeah.
Me?
Do you plan on getting signed or do you kind of just open?
I
to
don't
whatever?
Know, bro.
Yeah.
I'm so like free spirit, bro, and I'm just living, bro. Like and just whatever.
Do you have a manager?
Yeah, I do got a manager.
Dope.
Yeah, shout out Mel, man.
So nice. How did that happen? Okay, because this is so funny to hear these stories because I've heard horror stories because I used to be a manager too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to manage Teddy,
okay.
but I've heard horror stories about managers and I see like managers like not doing shit like you know what I mean like just call themselves a manager just to be with the band looking ass you know what I mean.
Man, I'm gonna make Mel man, shout out Mel man, he's in the shadows man and he like it that way man and
yeah, that's how it should be.
He's like fam, bro. Got my best interest day one before anything was moving for me, and even now, like seeing the world, like
how'd you know him? How'd you meet him?
That's been my mentor, bro.
He's older.
He's older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
cool.
He's been my mentor since high school, man. He walked in my classroom one day and was just like,
that's good.
Gave us knowledge, and I was just like, man, where you going, bro? You can't give me this whole blueprint on how to get out the hood and then, you feel me, just walk out of my classroom, bro.
Yeah.
So we locked in, bro, and then I'm just in school. I'm playing baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm an athlete. And everything started to just transpire, bro, and then just ended up managing me. And it's just been up ever since,
bro. Is he tapped in with music and shit?
Oh, yeah, he's really tapped in.
Okay,
man. I fell in the right hands.
It's
a blessing, bro. Like
that's beautiful to hear, bro.
Yeah,
cause
it's a blessing.
Cause there's been a lot of, you know, the people around you are.
Yeah,
it's imperative.
I love that dude, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's dope, bro. Oh man, you got it.
That's what I said, man. And I think it's because I'm so like, I feel like just me, man. Just walking out and just being me, being genuine. Like I feel like the universe is gonna take care of me.
That's gonna take you everywhere you need to go,
bro.
I
feel like I'm too positive. You feel me? and anything tragic happened, I feel like it's just a lesson. Like,
yeah.
I'm too positive out here to just, you feel me,
yeah.
somebody to take advantage of, or you feel me.
Yeah.
I know it could happen, bro, but that's mm-hmm. how I walk in. I walk in the faith, you feel yeah. me? Like, I'm yeah. good, we good, you mm-hmm. feel me? So, it's dope, man.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, bro. I'm glad that you have somebody, especially somebody older, because, you know, we need role models.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, I'm almost 30, like, I've never had really a mentor. You know, mm-hmm. everybody that I've had older in my life has kind of taught, showed me what not to do. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And I've learned that. You know, but having still. But I would love to have a mentor too. So the
yeah,
fact that
man,
you have one
it's
and
a blessing, bro, yeah, I promise.
And the industry that you're embarking into yeah. is imperative. So that's really yeah. good to hear, bro.
Hell
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. So what else is going on? Like, what else is going on in the life of Scooter? Well, how'd you get the name Scooter?
Man, I grew up with the name.
Okay.
I lie and tell people to, because I got this scar under my eye. I forget which one it's under.
I can't see it. I'm blind.
It's like a mark. I forget, bro. But I was playing with a scooter when I was young, and the handlebars was rusty. I'm a hood baby, so I'm
yeah,
on a
yeah.
hood scooter. It don't got the grippers on it.
Yeah.
I'm dangling, and then the handlebar went into my eye.
Oh.
So I had to get surgery.
Oh.
That's why they cut me open. But I was like, what?
Really? They cut you open?
Yeah, they cut my eye open.
Yo, your skin looks flawless.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
No
humble,
it's
but
all
yeah.
great. But they cut under one of my eyes, bro. Yeah. And I told people, like, oh, that's where the name came from. Like,
dope.
But my mom told me, like, my grandpa used to just try to call me Scotty. That's my pop's name.
Mm.
And they ain't had no teeth. So the nigga would say Scooter, something like that. And my auntie just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
call him Scooter. So.
Yeah. Hey, so I see it on, I think it was an A's hat in one of your videos. You had a scooter with the T. And
oh,
now,
yeah. A,
now you,
Lids at a fashion show mall, man. They
fucked your shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, man. You had to just rock with
yeah,
it,
I was just like, you know, you got me. And that was the last one in my size.
Oh,
I had a video shoot.
Oh,
I'm
damn,
just like,
yeah. Come
yeah,
on,
bro.
Lids,
I'm
man.
Like, man. And that look, that hat it was like, yeah. I don't know. That was like the infamous, like, that was like infamous scooter hat,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I just gave it up at my last event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the little EP release I
yeah,
had,
yeah,
I gave it up there.
Sorry I wasn't there, bro. I
it's
was
all
working.
Green, bro.
Me and Teddy were actually supposed to come.
It's all love,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah,
it was lit, bro.
Yeah. I'm glad you did it over there at the Junction, too.
Yeah, bro.
Glad,
them,
yeah, yeah.
Shout out Dawson.
Shout
man.
Out Dawson
dog,
and Angel,
bro.
Yeah.
Show love, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Always showing love,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Scooter, so it's with a D, though. That's how you say
yeah.
it, though, yeah.
I mean, growing up, I spelt it. Just how Scooter was spelled, but
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I want to keep this name as an artist. Like,
yeah, because there's like a little Scooter,
yeah.
right? Have you like thought about that?
Nah, but I'll be
okay.
in my own lane. I'll
yeah,
be in my
yeah,
own
yeah,
world
yeah.
with this shit.
I don't think there's
bro.
A Scooter. No, there's a little Scooter.
Yeah, even if it was, but I didn't really.
Do you feel over? Do you feel like? I kind of feel like I know how you're gonna answer this, but do you with like the climate of music now, especially hip hop, with so much music and
it's
so
a lot of music.
And so many artists, do you feel like does that make you feel? Do you think about it like that or?
It used to discourage me. No cap. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, damn, man. I low key just look around my circle and see how many artists we got.
Yeah.
I look in Vegas alone, see how many artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I expand to LA and look, and I just be like, damn, it's so many artists, bro. But it's like, it's so easy to be an artist, and then it's like. Being able to impact lives and change lives, but just being you is
mm-hmm.
a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like it's some artists who got to put on a mask and be their artist. Like,
yeah.
And I'm able to be Scooter to the fullest and
yeah.
be who I am.
That's what's
so
gonna translate.
Like, that's able to translate. And if the artistry don't work out in itself, like, that's still a movement. Like, I could
mm-hmm.
still go change lives. I can go be a president in my city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? So, like, it never just, like, nowadays, it never
mm-hmm.
discouraged me. But, and then also another thing, like, I feel like my music is something people can hold on to. Like,
mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of music nowadays, and it just be a lot
yeah,
of here and now,
yeah.
and then you gotta drop
now.
Another song in a week to keep that. And
yeah.
I feel like a lot of my music, you feel me, is soulful. It's like
yeah.
it's like pain and promise, you feel me, and you can hold on to that.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah, you're it's what you put into. You can definitely feel and hear the pain, and you can hear. It's definitely something that people can gravitate to and latch on to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're right, it's so much fucking bullshit out here. Oh, my God. And that's why it's like, yo, your music is refreshing for me,
yeah.
you know, in the sense of, like, it's raw.
Yeah.
And I could tell, like, it's just raw. Like,
yeah,
you're not putting too much thought into it.
Yeah.
You're not putting too much thought into anything that, like, and it's so good.
Appreciate
that
you,
way, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Because it's just like like the culture, bro, like hip hop, music, fashion. You're personifying it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's refreshing because you like the colored hair and the and I'm not hating on anybody. Like if you could make it work and you could pay your bills, you know, all power to you. But it's just like it's as a listener, as a fan of music and hip hop and just music period and art and just expression. It's refreshing to hear just the, like you say, being genuine.
Appreciate you, bro. That's another thing, bro. My music, I feel like it relate like so many age groups vibe to it. Like I listen like my homies' parents and like. The 15-year-olds, but they all take away their own. You feel me? They all take away their own experiences, and it's like nobody experiences are the same. And it's just like I'm just painting my stories, and you feel me? People are able to take what they take from it. It's like okay, I don't have to. If I ever get to a point where I feel like I don't know what to talk about, I could talk about what I've been talking about. You feel me? What's been real and authentic? You feel me? So it's like. That's a blessing, bro.
Yeah.
That's a
blessing. Do you got groupies yet?
yeah. Nah, bro.
We can bleed the fifth.
Nah, I've always been lit, bro. High school, I'm Scooter, bro. Yeah.
How you deal with that though? I've been there. I mean, I never had groupies. I've never been like lit like that. I've always been like the dude that like hung out with like popular people, but like I've always been kind of socially awkward. When there's a lot of people around, like I'm like weird.
The type to just turn everybody up, and then everybody just be turned up. And
so whoever's like lingering at the end of the party, like,
Nah,
But I mean, have you seen like in a like as far as women? Because I feel like as men, we don't really. We never really taught about
I love my women.
We're not taught how to deal with like really feminine energy and how to really protect ourselves. And I'm not saying like women be on some shiesty shit, but some women do, you know. You're headed in a direction where you know I feel like you got to be aware of like the possibilities and you know. So
man, I think growing up. And I go back to growing up in my city, bro. Like that low key gave me a little street knowledge or a little edge that at some time I see people around me don't have. You feel me? Like, and I'm just able to sit in settings and I could just kind of like, I could see who's, you feel me, socially awkward. Okay, I gotta get them out of their comfort zone so they feel me. Or I could, all right, they lit. Or you feel me? Mm-hmm. She like she gonna get too drunk tonight. You gotta make sure her friends get hurt. But I don't know what it is, bro, but, like, I'm just able to see and I'm able to adapt and react to it, you feel me? And I don't know. That's another thing, right? It's a blessing that I'm able to kind of see and read this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Are you into Zodiac signs?
Nah, bro. No. It's funny because, like, even, like, this last year or two, like, a lot of, like, when your birthday was your sign? Like, back home, I didn't get that shit. Like, I didn't really ever hear that shit back home. But being here, like, meeting a lot of people, they get into it, like, I'm not subjective to it. But I really still don't. I just don't understand it. Like I'm lit.
It's like some things really be really really like make me think about it because I'm anti. Like it's like how are you gonna like? Because I'm a supposedly Cancer, right? I'm born mid June or late June. And
when your birthday?
June 28th.
Mine's the 19th.
Oh, that's word? Up, okay, bro. So I think you're a Cancer, too.
I'm a Gemini, but I'm like...
Oh, well, Cancer moon head out?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I'm like 2 days or a day and a half type shit.
Okay. But not a, so like, people, especially, it's always women, but they'll ask, oh, what's your sign? I'll be like, Cancer. You know, and they'll be like, oh, you're sensitive.
Judgmental, yeah.
What does my character... Like, yeah, I'm sensitive. I'm a human. I have emotions. Yeah. Like, what? Like, how do you... Like, how do you... judge me or just have this automatic like perception assumption of my character based on the day I was born. Like,
facts.
It's
I get it all the time, bro. You weird, crazy. Yeah. You got two personalities. Yeah. But
it's like, yo, where's your source? First of all, your source is Google. Okay. So you Googled that, you click the top thing on the top and now you believe that or somebody told you that. And now that's what you're choosing to, that's what they choose to see in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what I started to do. Like after like I got asked and I would get tired of being called sensitive and being fucking assumed that I was sensitive. I used to start telling people I'm a Leo. Right? And then people would be like, "Oh my God, I knew it." I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, oh, it's so funny, it's bro, funny. To fuck with people like that.
I believe in the energy aspect, but, like, I just don't understand it, but it's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And I just tell them, like, they like, you crazy, you got a few personal. I'm like, I probably do, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm lit. Like, I can't explain it, bro. Yeah, like,
but I mean, I got 8 personalities, yeah. bro. Like, I got 8, bro. I'm telling you. Man. But I don't know
why. Put you in a box.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate that. Like, labels and, you know, like, just like everything is a label. Black, white. Republican, Democrat,
yeah.
like
gay, straight,
everything. Yeah, yeah, everything is like we find, and that's why I really don't like zodiac signs, because as humans and in this society we live in today, we find anything we can possibly find to put somebody in a box so we can understand who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And yeah. because I don't, it's like why does it matter what day I was born? Why mm-hmm. does it matter? Like, or what? It's just like.
Have a conversation, crazy, you feel me?
Get yeah, to know me. Man. Yeah. How do you? So you don't? So you're not involved in politics? Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's because I like to talk to people from different like age brackets about, you know, the election and shit that's going on, and I think I don't give a fuck. I'll go out and say it. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I understand it. I just my artistry. I just feel like I don't want to give anybody else anything to judge me on besides my art. So
yeah.
I know how I feel. You feel me?
Yeah.
And where I stand and my beliefs, and you feel me? And I going to Instagram with it or telling somebody else that don't probably give a fuck about it, won't do nothing for me anyway. So you feel me, I stand on it.
I feel like a lot of us, like young people, we don't really like that shit is like beyond us almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we're almost like that shit, like I'm powerless in the situation, you know?
Yeah.
And but I think we do I do wanna vote for like locally, I need to get involved. We need to get involved
in that.
That's
big. That's big. Yeah,
we need to teach our young people to do that.
That's big.
But like the presidency and all that shit, it's like, yo, like the last election, Trump didn't even win the popular vote. You know what I mean? Like we voted, the people voted Hillary, but the Electoral College voted Trump, and so Trump got office. So it's like, yo, we didn't like hold up. You know what I mean? But I mean, granted, like we elect the Electoral College people, but it's just a bullshit. You know what I
feel you.
Yeah, it kind of
in your community for sure is important.
Yeah, for
directly
sure.
affected. So you feel me? Yeah. That's big. That's big.
So you said you could be the president of your city. In 15 years, you're gonna hit us with the Kanye. Yeah, running for president.
Yeah, and even more so running from it, just being a direct influence, man. Like really just trying to be like, you feel me? Nipsey or Compton, or like not even just Compton, you feel me? The youth who feel like they didn't want to grow up in gangbang, but they grew up in it, or grew up in, you feel me, sell drugs, but they grew up in that. Like, who grew up in that, like in a home and was able to, you feel me, still prosper and travel the world and create music that's happy and the music ain't got to be depressing.
Yeah.
Or you got to, or you feel me? I'm talking about these life struggles, but I'm embracing them. You feel me on the most, you feel me, happiest beat or instrumental. You feel me? They got to see that, and I feel like leading the youth. You feel me? It's crazy, bro. Like the just sitting up and thinking about like this whole movement and how it could really change. Because even people, my peers, my age, we grew up going through the same shit. The ones who are with me, like my brother Kayvon, like I grew up with him. Like, damn, I need some tissue, bro. I got any tissue.
You got tissue? Napkins or something?
Allergies whipping my eyes.
Good.
But,
you got the
I'm
nose.
Straight, bro. But my fault, bro. Where was I, man?
No, about,
it's green if y'all don't. It's solid.
Nah, we'll get you some tissue. He gonna run to the bathroom.
Bad.
How did the death of Nipsey affect you?
Man, it's funny. I wasn't a super big Nipsey fan. Like I listened to Nip. It's funny. Before I started doing the music, I ran into Nip downtown. I was shooting. I was taking pictures. I ran into him in a hotel. It's like 3 in the morning. He by himself. Like no security.
Oh really?
It was me
in L.A.
Actually, I was with Mel too. I was in L.A. And I was with homie Ron, like, we sitting on the stairs. He walked in and checked into a hotel. What up, Nip? Casually just said, what's up? But it was just, like, it was crazy, just, like.
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Oh. It was crazy just, like, watching somebody who's so, like, embedded in a city and so about where they come from.
Yeah.
You feel me? Lose their life in their own city. You feel me? Like on his own property, on own. You feel me?
Everything he built.
Somewhere you feel me? Yeah. Somewhere he built. You feel me? This is where it started for him, and it's just like. That just let me know, like, as much as I want to change where I come from, like, I don't got to directly be there to do it.
Yeah.
And I can still have the same impact. Like, I'm not in Compton right now, but there's so many of my friends who, you feel me, support, and they feel what I'm doing. So it's like, I'm able to, you feel me, not be there and still be there.
Well, not being there is definitely just as impactful because, like I said earlier, you know, you being in different places, like Nipsey went to travel to New York, traveled everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And and at the end of the day, like, it goes back to being selfish and like, yo, I gotta bounce. I gotta do what I gotta do. You know what I mean? I'll come back around. The train will come back around. Mm-hmm. But right now I gotta, you know, so you traveling and doing all that is, not being there is going to, you know, it's going to come for full circle.
And it's good that every time I go back, I feel like I'm in a better position than I was. So it feels even better. Like, and then the people there embrace it. So I hate to go back to L.A. with nothing to offer, you feel me? Because I know how they working, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you try to get your friends and family to move out here?
Actually, my mom is here now.
Oh, she is? Shout out to moms.
So that's why I'm really so, like, you feel me? Yeah. I'm able to breathe, and it's like everything's came back in 360. Yeah. Like, I'm back with moms now, and I'm older. And
so you don't really got to, like, worry about her too much?
I don't got to worry about her too much. Yeah. Like, and it's funny because lately she, like, I came in the house, like, a month ago. She, like, damn, you look like a different person. This when I got back from L.A., but I'm like, man, I've been in my bag. Like, I feel good coming from you.
Yeah, how she feel about your music?
Moms just started coming around about
3 weeks
ago. Not even
weeks ago.
Listen, it's not even really. I don't even think she really didn't come around, but like she just like all of my brothers. Like my oldest brother, he was a game banger. He was in jail, in and out of jail, all just growing up. My second brother, he played sports, but you feel me, he was still kind of you feel me, game banging in and out. My third brother, he went to school. He dropped out right before high school. So my mom really had like none. I was her last son. I was the first to go off to college. I was the first to finish high school. All-American athlete, like, you feel me? So she was just proud of that. So when I stopped playing sports, I think she low-key lost hope. Like, like my son, you feel me? He didn't hung it up. I'm like, I want to do the music. And it was just like, everybody do music. So recently she came out to my, she seen a video on my Instagram. People singing my song. She like, oh, that's your song. So she hear the music in the room, but she don't know it's mine.
Okay.
But what really solidified it though was my EP release. When she came out, she was just like, wow, like
you're doing it.
They're here for you. Yeah. You feel me? They know this is my son. Bro. And it was just like
that's just a small taste.
Yeah, you
that's
feel me? So it was just taste, like mom's just, and then now like she'll give me her all. Like she'll do anything for my music career right now. Yeah. So it's like it's dope, you feel me?
That's awesome because it'd be one thing if you were out here doing some old bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like but that's not the case right now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that she's so proud of you, bro.
It's crazy every day. And it's like my mom was never the type to be like support. She just probably really never had none of support coming up. Even when I played sports, she didn't come to my games often. Like, but it's like she's dead. Yeah. Like she and it makes me even like, oh shit, like I got like mom's embracing it. Like I for one can't turn back. It's nowhere to go. And it's up. Like so it's dope, man. That was my biggest thing, like not being close. Like low key once I started to move, like not being able to be like my mom be tangible.
You feel me? You need a hug, man.
Yeah,
you
I was gonna say,
yeah, your mom hugs.
And that's my dog. Like we talk shit all day. It's just like she keep me grounded. So I know when I'm back home, I'm back in my I'm back in my bag. Like, late night, 4 a.m. making music in my room. Mom's talking shit. Like,
that's like what you need.
Many, I got so many recordings of moms just talking shit.
Yeah. Like, are you gonna put them on a song?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's gonna come out, bro. But it's like, man.
She's gonna want to cut.
Dog, man. Yeah, she's gonna get her feature for sure.
Oh, damn, that's dope, bro. Damn, what was I gonna ask you, bro? Damn, see, this is why I shouldn't be drinking, man. This is why I shouldn't be drinking. Buddy. How long's your mom been out here? Does she like it? And does she like it here?
She like it. She was back and forth to L.A. when she first got here.
Okay.
She ain't been in L.A. probably in the last 8 months. She don't want to go back to L.A. now.
Right.
It's dope, man. Like, she absolutely don't want to go back to L.A., so it's good for me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's good for me.
Do you like Vegas?
I do, bro.
Yeah.
It's
what don't you like about it?
The heat.
Well, that's all we're with now, but... Today was beautiful. Holy shit, dude.
Bro, yeah. Lately, I've been able to step. Like, I've been able to wear my jackets. Like, my, I've been out here sweating in 115 degrees trying to wear coats and shit. But the weather probably the biggest thing. I like that I'm able to come here, bro, and breathe. Like, I'm able, if I want to sit in the house, I can sit in the house for a day. Like, in L.A., like, something's going to bring me out the house. Like, whether it's my friends, event. Like, when I'm in Vegas, like, if I don't got nothing going, like, I'm in the house. You feel me?
And, that's dope, man. What's your favorite spot to eat out here?
Chef Carol's, bro. Chef Carol's. Shout out Chef Carol's.
Where's that at?
It's on, dang, it just opened up. It's on Martin Luther King and... I gotta get that to you. But it's Chef Carol's, bro. Chef Carol's. It's just, it's a soul food spot.
Hold on, is that on Vegas? Martin Luther King in Vegas?
Is possibly.
Okay, I think it's on Martin Luther King. I don't know. All right.
But Chef Carol's is fire.
Yeah, it's bomb.
It's crazy. It's bomb. Soulful spot. Eat there probably like twice a week now.
Oh, word. Yo, you eat good, bro.
Bro, I love eating, bro.
Good, bro.
Music and food, bro. Music, food, and traveling, bro. Yeah. That's all for me, bro.
Yo, you living the life, man. Hey, so when's the last time you performed? Have you ever performed before? Like, for real, bro?
Prior to COVID, I did a show at a... What was that venue called? I forget.
Out here or LA?
It was out here. It was out here.
Was it downtown?
I forget the name of it. It was in downtown. It was
strip.
It was on the strip. It was at a venue, not Hard Rock.
House of Blues.
House of Blues. House of
Where,
Blues.
At Manly Bay?
Yeah, House of Blues.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It wasn't the main stage. It was it was their second. It was their second location. But that was the last show I did.
When was that? And what was that event?
Damn, bro.
Was it just you?
I can't even remember. No, it wasn't me. I came out.
You opened up for somebody?
I opened up for someone, yeah.
Oh, who?
Damn. I don't know what's going on with me, bro. I'm going outside.
It's good. It's good. I feel you, bro.
Bro, all this to come to me, bro. I promise.
Yeah, but, I know.
I forget who
way.
I opened up, bro. Yeah. It's been so much going on.
Shout out
on
to
with
them,
me.
Though.
Nah, dead ass, bro. Shout out to the whole Vegas culture, bro. Like, just everything I've been able to do with the music career, like, it's been, like, the courage to do it, like, it came from here. Like, it came from the
word?
City for me.
Oh,
so it's like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's why I got to make sure I let it be known, because it's like, I moved here, bro. I didn't know one soul. Like, it was shit. Me and my mom's. Yeah. Like, you feel me? I didn't know... Like, I didn't have no friends that moved here. Like,
So your whole group of friends, are they all from L.A.? And they come out here?
Them. Oh, you met them out here? I got friends. I got brothers I met here, but I got friends back home who you would probably think live up here, too.
Oh, okay,
that be up
okay.
Here,
yeah, so. It's right up the street, bro.
Yeah, so...
When I used to live in L.A., I used to take the bus out here for, like, $15, man. Round trip.
Bro,
Greyhound
I'm
and
already,
shit.
I'm already knowing, man. Yo,
I got a
That's
bet.
What, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, bro, I got it. Bro, I got dropped off at... Do you ever take the Greyhound?
I took it before, yeah.
Bro, the Greyhound going back to L.A., and it takes you... It drops you off, like, on Skid Row.
Oh, yeah,
bro,
downtown.
I was out there, like, for, like, 2 hours, bro. Right there, bro, and I had suitcases.
Yeah, that ain't safe.
I
That's
was
not
like,
safe
dog.
At all. That's not safe.
Yo, my boy, I almost fought my boy because I got pressed. I got pressed like 3 times.
Yeah.
While I was out there waiting, I'm like, when my boy, I was
Any
waiting
longer,
on.
Longer, man.
This
you
was like, I wouldn't have had nothing. You know what I mean? Like, if I was weak at heart,
bro,
I would have gave it up.
Bro.
But I was like, Like
stand on your toes. You
yeah,
saying,
if you really want my shit, like we could fight for it. But like
that's
you
LA, ain't. That's the city though. You feel me? Yeah,
yeah.
They'll test you.
Yeah, for sure.
I was back home with the homie Jamar. For me, he not from LA. He never been to he never been in Compton. And we were shooting some shit for my EP cover, and we was like in my city, like at the spots, like we had Taco Pete. Like this is in the hood, like in the city. You feel me? And he just like. Hanging out the windows and like you feel me? And it's just like, you feel me? We in Vegas on a strip. You got it, bro. But I'm like, bro, you in the hood. Like, they'll shoot this bitch up like dead ass, bro. Like, and it's just like, it's just a whole culture change. You feel me? And I have to realize that too. Like, it's, I'm living in two totally different worlds. Like, it's sometimes when I go back in my city now and I kind of, like, I get anxiety.
Yeah, because, no, 100%.
Being here, I let my guard down, you feel me? Like, I'm able to
be
outside.
It's different, huh?
I got
it's
company different. I can be around, and I could kick my feet up, or I take my jewelry off, and I leave it on the counter or something.
Yeah, the tension, tension out there is definitely way different. Yeah. I was, me and Teddy went out there for a video shoot with Munchie B. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Nah.
So he's like, he's blind.
Yeah.
So he's this he's a blood rapper from out there.
Okay.
And we went to his hood to shoot the video over there on, like, I think the street was called, I don't know. I'm not well versed in what's going on out there, but we're in the trenches. And we're at this liquor store you know, I'm the only white dude out there. I'm standing on the corner, and like cars, and we're shooting a video, and shout out Munchie B, but he's well known, like, you know, from where he's from, and you know what I mean, and he does his thing, and so cars are driving by, you know what I mean, you just see fingers getting thrown up, mm-hmm. as they're driving by, and I'm just looking around, I'm like, yo, Teddy, let's go, like, hurry up, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, like. But I feel you, bro. But it's a beautiful thing that you can come out here and you can kind of, like,
and I don't
so
take
close.
This for granted too. Like, mm-hmm. it's a lot of stuff I see people take for granted, bro. Yeah. That I just be like, damn. I don't wish you could grow up where I grew up, but mm-hmm. I just wish, like, and I think about even shit with racism. Like, we want so many people to look at the world so different, but it's like, how can you really explain? How you expect that person to feel something you physically is going through, you feel me? Like, we can easily explain something, but if you ain't physically went through it, it's so hard for somebody to cope. So I just feel like being here, like, I look at how people, you feel me, it's certain stuff people take for granted. Mm-hmm. I could never, like, being outside, like, literally, like, I can't stress that enough.
That's
like,
so
it's
simple.
Just so, because back home, I literally probably can't be outside as much as I'm outside, you feel me? So it's just like that, like.
That's
I
crazy.
Embrace it, bro. Like,
I never even thought of it like that.
Yeah, bro. It's, man.
Yeah, we got it good out here.
We got it good. And it's in a lot of places for me. Even a lot of communities back home. Even now, like, I be in Westwood. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to my brother Karan, man. I go to UCLA, but like, I be at mm-hmm. West Hollywood, downtown LA. But I just try to stay everywhere.
Yeah.
But back home in my city, because it's like.
It's dangerous.
It is, bro. And trying to keep your guard up, and especially someone you doing music.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. It's just
you get a lot of hate from where you're from, or
none, bro. Yeah. It's love everywhere, literally, bro. And it's really because I'm me, like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how can you get love in every city when every city, you feel me, don't get along? But it's like, I grew up an athlete. Like, I play sports with a lot of these people. You feel me? Mm-hmm. We all went to different high schools, split ways, but it's like. It's genuine friendship.
Genuine,
so
bro.
It's like, I never felt the need to go in game bang, like, or, you feel me, put myself in these situations. But, bro, it's a blessing, for real.
That's beautiful, bro, that you just got such a good head on your shoulders, man.
Yeah.
Tell your moms, she did a great job.
Appreciate you, bro. Shout out moms, man.
Yeah, all right, man. I think, how long we at? Damn, bro, that's an hour,
crazy,
bro. Isn't that, bro?
That
I feel like
by.
We just got started,
man,
bro.
Man, I just set up a cookie date, man, bro, and I'm like.
A word? Oh,
yeah,
shit, yo, that's crazy. But, hey,
that's love, man.
Yeah, let's wrap it up, man. I appreciate you coming through, bro. I'm so excited for your journey, bro.
That's love, man.
The door's always open for you. If anything I could do to help your career, let me know, bro.
That's love, I got you.
Yeah,
I appreciate you,
sir.
Man. Hell yeah, man.
All right, man, until next time. What's up,
team,
go ahead.
Man. Oh, yeah, before I get out of here, man, I just want the people to know, man, like, we just getting started, man. This whole We Outside movement is for everybody. It's for the culture, you feel me? So, I don't want anybody to feel like they can't come outside with us. Like, we doing this. Like, I'm doing this for the people. I'm doing this for the outsiders. So, we outside for the outsiders, you feel me? So, man, just come outside and embrace it, man. We here, man. We just getting started, bro. It's so much more to come, man. I'm so young in this, bro. And
so young,
I just want y'all to keep supporting, man. Keep showing love, bro. We got so much coming, for sure, for sure.
Hell, yeah. You heard him. We outside,
baby. We outside, man. Come on.
All right, man. Until next time, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Yo, it's crazy, bro. An hour, man.
Bro, that was like...